Hey guys, how are you doing? I wanted to take advantage of that opportunity of those few empty moments that I found to share something with you. Wanted to take advantage of this short time in this lifetime. It's almost impossible. Really, to find a good use for time. Time is short and running like wild horses. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov once said that he had a dream and he saw black horses running and white horses running. And then he interpreted that dream as the day and the night that are running very fast and disappearing from your eyes, and wanted to use those few minutes to tell you something about prayer. I know that many of us are willing to dedicate our lives to this amazing and noble thing that is called tefillah, prayer, and wanted to share a certain understanding that I have about the way we should pray. And today I wanted to discuss the way we pray from the Siddur book, from the book of prayer. There are certain parts in the prayer that we're not allowed to repeat. For an example, the blessings. If you want to say Baruch Atah and then to mention the name of Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that is a blessing. Or when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Israel, or all those blessings that we're saying, on those words we are not allowed to repeat. You cannot say that same blessing few times one after the other, because the second one will be considered a prayer that been sent for no cause, for no reason. And that is a violation. But all the rest of the prayer, except of those parts that are blessings, we allow to repeat. And this is something that I found very useful in my prayer, that for me, because of life, because of thoughts that are washing us like the rivers of the sea, because of a noise that can distract the thoughts of a person from prayer. Many times we find ourselves that we're praying with not having a heart aimed with the right intention that we would hope to have while praying to the Creator, while asking all those amazing requests. So I found that to repeat a certain verse or a certain word that is meaningful for me, for us, is very useful. I find myself that I'm able to aim my heart more and to bring more of my inner power, of my soul, of my passion, of my holy desire for the prayer to be answered when I'm repeating the same word or the same sentence or verse many times. So for an example, when you pray, let's say you want to say Refa'enu Hashem v'nerafe, heal us the Creator and we will be healed. So instead of just saying it once, Refa'enu Hashem v'nerafe, you can repeat that verse. One time you can think about your father, may Hashem give him long life. Second time you can say the same sentence, but to think about your mother, that Hashem will give her long life. Refa'enu Hashem v'nerafe, you're thinking about him. Refa'enu Hashem v'nerafe, and you're thinking about her. And then you can think about all of us. Refa'enu Hashem v'nerafe, all of us in your mind, those intentions. Refa'enu Hashem v'nerafe, you can think about yourself, about your spouse, about your children. You can think deeper and deeper with those thoughts on all the nation of Israel. You can aim for the whole wide world, for larger range wider circles of people that you know, that you assume, that you think that might use and enjoy that health that you're praying for. And also on the same person or on yourself, you can aim so many times, Refa'enu Hashem v'nerafe, may we be healed. And again, and say, like, mentally and physically and spiritually and emotionally, and for those kind of illnesses, and for those kind of weaknesses, and for those kind of darknesses, and just to be healed from our fears, to be healed from our sadness, to be healed from our impurities, to be healed from all of our physical pains and our laziness. And every time you can repeat those words, and not only Refa'enu Hashem v'nerafe, you can in the next line say Hoshi'enu v'nivashea, redeemed us and we will be redeemed, save us and we will be saved. You can say that word, those words, that line again and again. Refa'enu Hashem v'nerafe, Hoshi'enu v'nivashea, Hoshi'enu v'nivashea, that we will be redeemed physically, that we will be redeemed mentally, that we will be redeemed financially, that we will be redeemed as the society, as a community, as a family, as a nation, as human race, as the children of yours. Like, you can aim, you can put your heart, and when you repeat those lines, those requests, those prayers, it can be in the verses or lines that are talking about tshuva. It can be requests, it can be praises to the Creator, it can be whenever you feel inspired. That's where you need to put your heart and to aim your power into that line, into that prayer, and just to keep on carving your way to the desirable goal of your prayer to be answered. I found it and keep on finding it very, very useful. I remember a few times in prayer of Shmona Esrei, I was standing more than 3 hours repeating the same line, the same lines, just catching every line and repeating it over and over, and asking Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach, Sfatai Tiftach, Sfatai Tiftach, open my lips, open my lips, open my lips, that my prayer will come out clearly, that my prayer will be answered by you, that my prayer will open the gates of mercy, that my prayer will be heard in the right places, that my prayer will be decent and acceptable by you. Those are all intentions that you can aim with your thoughts. This is why in the end of Shmona Esrei we're saying this wonderful verse, יהיו לרצון אמרי פי והגיון ליבי לפניך אדוני צורי וגואלי. We're asking from Hashem, may you please, may it be your will that you will take the words that came out of my mouth and also the logic of my heart, that you will accept my words and my intentions. Okay, so now with a pure heart and a wishing soul, I'm gonna go to pray Arvit, and you're gonna do whatever you like. Don't eat too much ice cream before you go to sleep, that your stomach won't ache. And may the Creator bless you and wake you up in the morning with a happy heart, a wishing soul, and all your prayers been answered already. Amen.
The world does not exist, because Olam Milshon Ne'elem, the world is just blocking the light of truth. The world called Alma Deshika, world of lies, is just a fake. We're just inside of an illusion. It's just a fake. We're just inside of an illusion.